Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and tonight we're going to play actually an oratorio. Handel wrote a lot of operas, and they were tremendously popular, but they were based oftentimes on Greek mythology, and as the middle class came up into the world of England at that time, as the Industrial Revolution was bringing more and more people into the middle and upper middle classes, these people didn't have a lot of training in Greek mythology. They did know their Bible. And so as a result, Handel, who went bankrupt, actually, and was thrown into debtor's prison, had a stroke, went blind, you would imagine, and people just figured he was finished by that time, he decided to come back and write oratorios for the last 15 years or so of his life in the mid-1700s. By far the most famous of those, of course, being Handel's Messiah. But this one, Israel in Egypt, was also one of the oratorios that he put out there, based on the book of Exodus and a few psalms thrown in, all of it based on biblical texts, all of it completely biblical texts, as a matter of fact. And it wasn't very popular because it was almost all chorus, and people at that time did want to hear solo singers come out and belt out incredibly difficult and challenging arias. And, of course, they also wanted characters to watch a plot development, which this didn't have very much of. So for those reasons, Handel's Israel in Egypt did not do well at the box office. He didn't go bankrupt over it, as he did with some of his operas in the later years of his opera composing career. But we're going to hear the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists with John Elliott Gardiner, and we're going to hear as much as we can during this next hour of Handel's Israel in Egypt.
Thank you. sent he Moses his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen. These showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham.
Oh, man, I missed. Thank you. and Aaron whom he had chosen. These showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. Blotches and blades broke forth on man and beast.
Thank you.
We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore, and thank you for listening to KGNU's Opera Box. As we heard some of the choral highlights of Handel's Israel in Egypt, John Elliott Gardner, the Monteverdi Choir, and the English Baroque soloists. Just a reminder that if you would just like to enjoy to hear some really fine singing, there's a Frank Sinatra special, I guess you might say, over at Boulder's Dinner Theater or BDT Stage, and that's called My Way, so check it out. We'll be back again, of course, every Monday evening. Somebody is here to play opera for you on Opera Box.
Support comes from the KGNU listener members and Ska Street's Boulder Brew Pub and Distillery, featuring an award-winning distillery and handcrafted beers brewed in-house. Now open for dine-in service with heated outdoor patios. Ska Street Brewstillery, tucked behind the shrubbery at 38th and Arapaho.
A very good evening to you. It's EC and Michael here for this evening's A Classic Monday, wrapping up January.
My gosh, I can't believe we're already a month into 2022.
I'm still not used to writing it.
Actually, I haven't made that mistake yet because, frankly, we don't write that much anymore.
I think that's part of the issue. Just auto-fills in.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of fun things tonight, don't we?
We do. We were going to start off with some guitar music from Albanese. Can you tell us a little about the performer?
A bit. I'm just learning a bit about Adam Del Monte, and he's going to be performing with the Marlowe Concert Series later this month. That's on the East Coast in the Washington, D.C. area, but I have a few connections I'll talk about a little later about that concert series, and it's
streaming. We've attended
via stream, Adam's a fabulous performer in both flamenco and classical guitar, and quite the scholar as well. We'll talk a little bit more about him later, but let's start off with this piece by Albinez. It's Sevilla.